from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rice is R1, Hollywood's R2. They were probably thinking... These are our ones.
Pretty even. And by the way, today's August 15th. This is my self-imposed deadline that the NFL clearly does not pay attention to. I said if Rice does not get suspended by today, they cannot suspend him, or should they, before the start of the season.
So he's not getting suspended. They got asked about it. And Pro Football, Mike Florio, who I usually bag on this, he at least and some other people had the reporting. The league said, we're looking at the legal process. They told you they're not suspended.
Yeah.
They said we're looking at the legal process.
If we're talking about a long-term suspension, whether it's Rashee Rice or any player in the league, today should be the deadline of you actually having a 4+ game suspension. Otherwise, you got to wait till next year. And I feel like that's what's going to happen.
I don't know if this is a good question now or if it would be later, but would you rather Rashee Rice get suspended this year or next year? Where potentially you don't have Hollywood Brown anymore, and then you have to make up two wide receivers.
Always take the future. Anytime you can push a punishment down the road, you keep pushing down the road because you don't know what's going to happen, and you're going for a three-peat. Do you disagree, Cody, on that? I think absolutely. You always push the punishment down the road.
Yes, if you're the chief in the middle of back-to-backs, yeah. As long as you can, because what happens is the longer it gets, the further it gets away, the less the league has to make an example of you because nobody remembers what you did wrong. If it's a whole year later, they're like, we gave him 3 games. You're like, for that? That matters. A year ago.
Yeah.
A bunch of other people got in trouble by then. They don't. Yeah. The stink of it is off. It's just different. They just kind of like wash it away eventually and nobody really cares anymore. So, yeah.
I hear what you're saying. You're just saying like, hey, personnel wise. But then I would argue, look, they're going to have to draft probably another wide receiver next year or whatever. But you're in the middle of a 3-peat.
Is it really being year 2?
You know what Rice is when he's available. You don't take that out there for 17 games. Absolutely. And at this point, I would be really surprised if he gets suspended. I think we're past the date of Rice being suspended in 2024. And I can tell you, if we find out a week before the season he's suspended for 8 games, oh boy, that's going to be a hell of a day.
Well, because it's
ridiculous.
I know this sounds like, because we've said it's unfair. They're like, unfair for a player to get suspended for. I understand, but you can't just, and this is the problem the league has gotten in before, and I think they're trying to get away from. The reason why their public statement was we're waiting for the legal process is because they got hammered for the way they handled things like Ezekiel Elliott, who technically faced 0 legal ramifications for anything he was accused. None. Didn't pay a fine, nothing. And so he was acquitted and all, or whatever. I don't even know if it was that. The charges were dropped. He wasn't in any kind of legal trouble. So they got buried for just kind of blanketly suspending somebody over this. So they're kind of like, they like to wait for the legal process.
But they also don't, it's also true though, they don't have to wait for the legal process to play out.
Nope, I mean, that's whatever the hell they want.
So whenever the hell they want. Ultimately, the NFL could wake up tomorrow and decide, you know what, actually, we want to suspend. Like, it can change. It's ultimately Roger Goodell And I guess to a certain extent, the NFLPA, if they know a suspension's coming, they can try to negotiate on the player's behalf to lessen the punishment. But yeah, I think the Chiefs week one against Baltimore, they may not have Hollywood Brown doing an injury, but I think Rashee Rice is on that football field.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.